Mick Gearan, great to chat. How are you, mate?
Mate, I'm well, thank you, buddy. I'm looking forward to the weekend. In fact, I just a second got off the phone with our good friend James McDonald and was talking about some of his superstitions heading into big race days, big race weekends. It was a very funny conversation. I'll be writing that one up for the New Zealand Herald for Saturday morning.
Oh, we'll look forward to reading all about it. Can you give us a sneak peek?
Yeah, he actually has exact, for the major race days, like this week in the Melbourne Cup, he has exactly the same template for the week. He does exactly the same thing Monday, Wednesday, Thursday and Friday.
Really?
It's a bizarre story. And he's doing one in about half an hour's time. So, look, I had a very long conversation with him about something which I thought was pretty obvious. I wrote about it this morning for the Herald over here in New Zealand. It's not official, but you can take it as a done deal. He'll be riding very elegant if, in fact, she makes the Cox Plate, which she probably will. I think he thinks Te Ākau Shark is a better ride, but there's a few things about it, and the most obvious one is Very Elegant, trained by Chris Waller. Mm. Staying tight with Chris Waller is incredibly important to James for obvious reasons. There's only him and Godolphin, the people you need to stay tightest with, obviously. Yeah, he'll ride Very Elegant if she makes the Cox Plate.
Do you think she
will? Ride on Te Ākau Shark if he makes the Cox Plate, will go to Opie Bossom.
Even if Very Elegant doesn't make it, will Opie Bossom be on Te Ākau Shark, or will James do the switcheroo?
James spoke to the Te Ākau people this morning, and they want him on the horse, but Opie's as good a rider as James. I love James. He's a personal friend of mine. He stays in my house when he comes to Auckland. But Opie's a very, very good rider, underrated in Australia. And they'll have no issues putting their own man on. So with that commitment needing to be made, I'm pretty sure Opie will be booked in, because they can't book him then unbook him. So that's not decided until Tuesday morning. But, yeah, I think they both get a run. But I think they'll go with Opie on Te Ākau Shark regardless. But James is making the decision based more on the Waller factor than anything else. Because, of course, he rides the now favourite for the year, with the Arcadia Queen. There's some really glowing things to say about Arcadia Queen. James and I have discussed a lot of things over a long period of time. I've never heard him talk about a horse the way he talks about the big girl.
Yeah. If she can win the Everest on Saturday over 1,200 metres, she's a freak.
And he said to me, he said, I don't even care about the money. He said, I want to be part of something big, like Huey was with Winks. He said, I know that can't be replicated, but I want to be part of the next superstar. And that's what he wants. And that sums him up. He's never going to be short of a dollar because he's a smart kid and he doesn't spend a lot of money. But he wants to be part of something big, and that's what he wants. He wants his destiny horse, and he's hoping it's her.
Gee, the groundswell of support for her is huge. From that barrier, she's going to be the favourite on Saturday, and we may get to see something very, very special. Just a quick one, just on the Cox Plate. You think both Very Elegant and Te Ākau Shark will make it. Who misses out?
I think a couple might drop out. I think there's options. The bottom line is, unless you can win the race, why would you bother? Like, yeah, it's $5 million. It's an awful money, but if you can't win, you don't go around, because there's $2 million around the corner in the McKinnon, or there's a Kennedy Mile, or even, for example, Melody Bell. Now, Melody Bell would have made the field, but she's got a $1 million race in Empire Rose on November the 2nd. So I think over the weekend, people might say to themselves, well, I'm not going to win this. There's an awful lot of money, because if you go here and get beat, then it's awfully hard to win your next race. You know, not many horses, but it gives you a headache, the Cox Plate.
Would you put
the three-year-old horses over the weekend might look at going, take for example Castelvecchio. Does he really need to go to a Cox Plate, and is he really going to win it, sitting that far back and running past? In an 8-horse field, maybe. In a 14-horse field, is that realistic? Honestly?
No, I agree. It'll be interesting to see. It's one of the great talking points of the carnival so far. What's your old mate Murray Baker going to do with the chosen one from the outside barrier in the Caulfield Cup?
Oh, God, I don't think it matters too much. Murray and Andrew actually don't give riding instructions to their riders very often, but Steve Bassett knows what he's doing. I think he's a horse who's going to settle back regardless. When they've ridden them forward, it's been the worst version of them. The New Zealand Derby last year, they got clapped right at the valley, and I think it was a Theon or one of those races.
Yeah.
I just don't think he wants to be going forward anyway. There should be tempo in the race. Is he going to win? Probably not. But I don't think the barrier is going to bother him as much as some other horses in the race. So, look, he handles Caulfield, and he handles Caulfield coming wide, which some horses don't do. But it's going to be pace dependent for him. But hey, he's a $17 or $15 chance, depending on where you shop, for a reason. So I don't think he'll be getting in anybody's way, and if they go quick enough, he'll have some sort of chance. But, hey, he's not in the top five horses in New Zealand yet. But, of course, on Saturday, he gets to prove that. He can handle Caulfield, and it's a very low weight. So there's a few ticks in the boxes there.
I haven't had a chance to speak to you since you came back from watching an Able, unfortunately, get beaten in the Ark. What was the experience like over there?
The Ark's great. Still a big, and it's different from Ascot, which I've been to the last couple of years too. Ascot's pomp and ceremony, and you go there and you have your first glass of champagne at 1 o'clock. It's a big old day. The Ark's very different. The public areas, there's no particular buzz to it. It's not like going to the races in Melbourne where people are getting on the jar and having a good time, and it's part of the social experience around the race. It's very French. They do things very understatedly and in their own way. It was very strange being on track to see an Able beat, because I was on track about 7 or 8 times during Winx's run, and because she won all the time, you never saw the bloom deflated. But when an Able got beat in the last 50 metres, the whole place was like, ugh. And it was very unusual because it was race 4. So the Ark was race 4, and then everybody went home. So you had group races still to go, and literally half the crowd went home after race 4. So a very strange experience seeing that deflation. She's a wonderful filly. She's smaller than Winx and more dainty. I think Winx would beat her after 2,000 metres most times, but I think she would probably beat Winx past 2,000 metres. But there's not much room to move between 2,000 and 2,400. On what I've seen of both of them, and I've seen them both race several times now, but remarkable experience. It's more a meeting I would suggest a horse person goes to. If you're a breeder or someone who loves the horse, you would go to that. If you're someone who loves the social side and the pomp and ceremony of racing, you would go to Ascot. If you're going to put one on your bucket list, they're vastly different experiences and a very different feel. France is a strange place. They do things their own way. They run the main sprint the FA down the back straight. So imagine, for example, if they ran the Cornwall at Flemington down the back straight and they never came into the front straight. Very odd. The horses don't even come near you. But it's a magical experience. If you get the chance to go, by all means go. But again, it's not your boozy celebration type stuff you have at Australian racing. There's no sing-along. There's no hype. It's very much go watch the pretty horses and clap.
Hey, we're running out of time. Leaving with a Caulfield Cup winner.
I'll go Finch. It's not very original, but I'll go Finch because I think he's a very good horse at the right zone. But I'll be completely honest, I don't have a strong opinion because it could be tempo related to who gets a chance and who doesn't.
Good on you, Mick. We'll chat next week.
Look forward to it, mate.